When you look at the last two games, and especially the one against Winnipeg on Saturday, it seemed like there was a bit of a drop-off. You played so well on Friday and established tempo against the Washington Capitals. That wasn't there Saturday. How disappointed were you with that?
Well, I think the situation we're in now, you're looking to keep climbing the ladder and taking the right steps. And I thought we did a lot of good things against that Washington team. We didn't get the result. But as a coach and as a team right now, we just got to look at how we're playing. And Winnipeg, we didn't take one step back. I thought we took two. And that's what's disappointing. We can't afford to take two steps backwards at the situation we're in right now. We got to keep on climbing. And hopefully we'll have the right answer tonight.
Speaking of answers, how do you get your team to shoot the puck a little bit more and create more scoring chances?
Yeah, it is a we tell them all the time. It may sound – we want them to be selfish. And I think when you're struggling scoring goals and your top players aren't really dead on offensively, they're almost trying to do too much. And that's when it comes to overpassing instead of just simplifying. The best pass in the game is a shot on goal. If it doesn't go in the net, it's usually a rebound somewhere, and that's a good play. So we're trying to simplify, and hopefully some good things happen.
Your power play, the 4 minutes that you had the other night kind of brought it out, but you're struggling in that area too. Yeah. What kind of tweaks can you make there to try to get that going back where you need it to be?
Well, it's just what I said on your last question. It's to simplify. We need to shoot the puck. We need to converge and look to get some rebounds. It's all a combination of really our top guys that are struggling right now. Those are the ones that are on that power play. Those are the ones that we need as far as getting us out of this little rut offensively. So that's the way I'll answer that question, is simplify, back to the point, try to get some ice to play on. If you have a chance to put it in there when there's some people in front, throw it on and look to converge and get some rebounds.
You've coached on both coasts, so you've taken the team both ways across the country. What is the challenge of coming out here? And you get here a day early and you try to get acclimated, but what's the challenge of playing this California trip?
Well, it's just that. It's just the time change. I mean, it's a three-hour time change. But I think we've done it the right way. I think more and more teams are doing this, leaving early. We had a good day. I mean, we've had a couple of days here now to where we can get acclimated. There's no reason for we shouldn't be ready to go tonight. It was a good work day yesterday. We were together quite a bit. It was a long day for us, but it's for the right reasons we should be ready to play tonight.
You have repeatedly said this team will go as far as Sergei Bobrovsky will take it. He struggled the other night. You took him out. Do you go back with him today?
Yes, he's going tonight. You know, and I'm not certainly putting the blame on him in the game against Winnipeg. That was just a bad game. And we'd like to have a couple of saves, sure, but that's certainly not all on him. You could see his game coming. It's just the first question you asked me. You could see his game coming, and I thought it took a step backwards there. We got to keep him climbing the ladder here also in the right direction all the time, because as any team, you're not going to win if your goaltending isn't solid.
Thanks. Good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Head coach Sean Tortorella. Milan, back to you.